Texas Tech. I'm Morgan Spruill, and today we'll be taking a local look at events happening around Tech campus and around the Lubbock area. Find out what exciting events are happening that you won't want to miss.
And I'm Kiara Powell. Later in the show, we'll take a look at a new study that says couples without kids might be a little happier than those with kiddos. We want to know what you think.
And I'm Kevin Wade, and coming up next, we'll talk about a few of today's top stories, and we'll also bring you the latest buzz coming out of Hollywood. But first, here's your KTXT news and weather.
Good morning, I'm Kiara Powell with your KTXT news update. Airline schedules are all messed up again today after a storm that dumped up to a foot and a half of snow in some places on the East Coast. FlightAirway.com says more than 1,500 flights have been canceled so far today, with more delays and cancellations expected. A new report claims the smallest cars on the road carry the biggest risk of injury. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says only one of the 11 small cars passed the organization's toughest test. The Chevrolet Spark is the only car that got an acceptable rating in the report out today. Target is ending health coverage for part-time workers in a blog post. The company said that offering insurance could actually disqualify employees to be eligible for government subsidies available through the new healthcare exchanges. Target says fewer than 10% of its employees participate in the plan that's being discontinued. Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman apparently wasn't prepared for some of the responses directed at him after his post-game tirade last Sunday. In an exclusive interview with CNN's Rachel Nicholas, Sherman says he was shocked by some of what he calls was racist. It included tweets calling him an ape, a thug from the ghetto, and, of course, the N-word, which is very racist. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
Our Wednesday morning temps on the cold side in the upper 20s. Factor in that breeze feeling like the lower 20s. Jackets for sure, but nothing compared to what we'll see over the next couple of mornings before that really cold air arrives. One nice afternoon ahead of us. Highs today in the lower 50s in Lubbock. Now, if that colder air arrives sooner, likely a little bit colder. Regardless, tonight, cold for everyone. Temps down into the upper teens by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon, not much better. Highs in the lower 20s with a slight chance of snow. I'm Cutter Martin for the Raider.
It is 8:02 on Wednesday morning. A little chilly outside. Wasn't used to that, or
that's putting it mildly.
Oh my gosh.
Wasn't as bad as before the break, though, when we had a few days there that were like, what, like 4 degrees or something? I don't know. It was unhappy stuff. Anywho, thanks for listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. We are on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. Wake up with us. Be cold with us. Laugh with us. Cry with us.
Drink
all
your
that
coffee
stuff.
With
yeah,
us.
Yeah, drink coffee.
How's the second week of school going?
Yay.
Homework?
Yes. Yeah, already. I have assigned almost 200 pages of reading for this week. Like a book.
That is awesome. I had a chapter due in every class that I have, all on the same day, of course, over the weekend. So that's all I did Saturday was read. I'm that girl in Barnes & Noble that took up a four-person table.
Oh. I just spread out like mine.
I gave you a big snore.
I'm sure, and I know people were looking at me.
Looks.
I know, but I can't study at home. It's very hard for me.
Yeah, I can't either. So. But I hate going to the library because it's either like really cold or really hot or really loud or too quiet.
The thing about the library for me is it just reeks of like depression and the fact that everyone there is there because they like either have to study or are trying to avoid studying. So it's either no one's happy because they don't want to do what they have to do or no one's actually doing the work and frustrating the people that need to work. I don't like the library.
Fair enough.
Anywho, so to start off a current events. I wanted to actually go back to Richard Sherman for the Seattle Seahawks. This happened over the weekend, so we haven't really gotten to talk about it here on air yet. So for those of you who don't know what happened after the...
Living under a rock somewhere.
Yeah, those of you who have been living under a rock in a cave, haven't been able to get out of their house because of the snow. Not here, but, you know, up there in
up
the...
Up north.
Yeah, up north. Richard Sherman, after the Seattle Seahawks defeated the 49ers, called out Michael Crabtree... For, let's see, where was the quote? He's saying afterwards, he comes for the post-game interview, and Aaron Andrews for Fox asks him a question, and he just goes off. He says, I'm the best cornerback in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me. And Andrew says, well, who was talking about you? And he just kind of looks at her and goes, Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best, or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. And then just runs off.
Her face was priceless.
She was like,
It was perfect. I saw it live, and I was just like, wow, and you're supposed to have a communications degree from an Ivy League school?
He looked like, it seemed like he was yelling at her. If
yeah,
I was her,
was,
I'd be scared, too.
That's why she was like, who was talking about you? I didn't say anything, I promise. Well, anywho, I thought it was interesting, and I want to know what you guys think. Obviously, there's been a lot of different reactions. Mm. I want to know what you guys think about this.
Well, obviously, he was probably, like, pumped, you know, hyped after the game or whatever and all that, but I still think it was inappropriate and unprofessional. And, you know, when that's your job, you need to carry yourself a little bit better, in my opinion.
Well, and didn't Crabtree get a flag called on the game after it? Because Sherman went up and tried to shake his hand.
He just
right
shoved
after.
Him away.
Mm-hmm. You don't do that.
Well, that was not a... That
no
wasn't
one wanted cool. shaking
still,
their hand. And I'm sure it wasn't just... We can't hear what's going on the field.
Exactly.
I'm sure he was not just trying to shake his hand.
Yeah.
Like, Crabtree's trying to walk off defeated. Sherman, like, cuts him off and shoved his hand in his face.
That's a low blow. Like, you're not going to Super Bowl, friend. Like, sorry, you know what I mean? And
well,
so
and
I feel like that was kind of
I never did hear what Crabtree said exactly about him.
Mm.
They never did say.
Crabtree never responded, I don't think. Or
he did respond. He said, I'm not going to talk in the press. You know, he's a press guy. He's a press guy. I play ball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, funny enough, not anymore. But I don't know. If I could hear, I guess, where he was coming from, what he had said originally, mm-hmm. if anything at all, maybe I would feel a little bit differently. But it seemed a little extreme.
Here's my thing, and I kind of want to think about it from almost a communication perspective, because this is the College of Media and Communications. It's very interesting because professional sports requires a lot of theater, almost, and that's what makes it interesting. I mean, like, you know your team's the best because, you know, it's your team. Like, you know, obviously, whatever team that is, everyone knows their team's the best.
Yeah, but even if you were the worst, like, low league team ever, like, you'd still think that, so, anyways.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, like, that. What I'm saying is, like, but how does your team, you know, show that? Where's the intensity? And he said later in an interview, it takes a certain type of person to play professional football successfully. Part of it is intensity. It also requires focus and anger. So he talked really interestingly about how this is what it requires to be a professional athlete. And it's very interesting because it almost seems like it's like NASCAR. You're waiting for a wreck in a NASCAR game. And I think people enjoy this kind of outburst because it gives them something to talk about. I mean, this has been like the big story of the weekend, even over the Seahawks, you know, beating the 49ers and the Broncos beating the Patriots. Go Broncos.
I did have to laugh when he came on in, you know, when he had composed himself and they were asking him what he was talking about in that tirade. And he said, what I was trying to get across is that Crabtree is a mediocre receiver.
It's like I did like that. But it is also interesting. It seems out of character for him because he played for Stanford. He went to Stanford not for their football program but for their academic rigor. He's incredibly smart. And so
you couldn't see that.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Exactly. That's
and
the only
is.
Thing he's remembered
he does,
for right at this particular
he
second.
He does a lot of stuff with charity and a lot of stuff for charity. Like, yeah. So
the BCS championship.
Yeah. It's all very interesting. It seems, I think it shocked a lot of people.
Well, yeah, Twitter supposedly like exploded with all of these, you know, and this is just what invites racist comments, invites all this turmoil on the internet. You know, I think things like this is what keeps us in the society that we're in right now. And, you know, I just think it's a shame.
Well, the barrier of the internet.
Exactly.
You would never say that to someone's face.
No.
But you're willing to get online and say whatever.
Yeah.
They're called trolls. So if you're a troll, you need to get off the internet.
Stop
right
it.
Now.
All you commenting on YouTube pages.
Well, I have an interesting, well, for Texas, it's interesting. Democrat gubernatorial hopeful Wendy Davis.
I like that word.
Blaming her likely opponent for a story that is kind of bringing into question her bio, basically. She had sworn under oath that she divorced at the age of 19, but there's paperwork saying that she was 21. What does it matter?
Ooh, scandalous. Scandalous.
I mean, but this is causing major controversy. They're saying, you know.
God. I don't get it.
I mean, she will probably most likely lose the election, not because of this story, let's be honest, but because she's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. And it's
in a
Texas.
Very red state. And so I was wondering if she was in another state.
Absolutely.
Would this matter as much?
Not at all. I feel like this is what Texas Republicans do. They're nitpickers. They're going to go in and try and find, you know, something that they can hold against you and tell, you know, basically whisper in people's ear and say, you know, well, if she lied about something as little as this, you know, what else is she like?
That's just
but
politics.
I completely support Wendy Davis. I heard that she got a really, really great amount of money for her campaign, especially from one Austin. I believe it was a doctor that gave her $1 million. And,
Jeez. You
know, she's just raised so much money. And I think you're right, Kira. If she was, you know, running in a different state, she would win. But unfortunately.
Yeah, for me, I think it's just politics. I think that's kind of the world we live in, right? I'm a little cynical. I'm really cynical about politics. So I always think that there's just like, they're always just trying to nitpick the opponent and trying to get under their skin and trying to see what they can do and just push that issue rather than the issues at hand. Mm-hmm. Try to push all the issues, like what is wrong with a candidate. That's like, I could talk about this for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
But.
No, I understand where you're coming from on that, but
I feel like, I don't know, if I was going to run for, I would never do that just for that simple fact. Like, people are going to try and, you know, get you in trouble and all that good stuff. Well, supposedly a fraternity at Arizona State University decided to celebrate the national holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. by being overly racist. The Friday ASU held an unregistered party Sunday and dubbed it an MLK Black Party, according to CBS 5. Attendees wore basketball jerseys, drank from cups made of watermelons, and flashed gang signs for the camera. A bunch of the partygoers that posted a number of photos on social media, like Instagram and stuff like that, have already deleted their accounts. But My Boy Martin, Hood, Kill 'Em, I Have a Dream, and Blackout for MLK were all trending hashtags for that night, unfortunately. And all of the people that were at that party were aware that the fraternity was on social probation, or, you know, probation. They had obviously gotten in trouble previously. But what do y'all think about this?
They sound like morons.
They do sound like morons.
They look like morons if you're looking at the photos.
Yeah, if you look at the photo, they just look completely ignorant and just
and
dumb.
Well, like, they're all white. They don't know it. It's ridiculous.
Well, there were black attendants, and that is how a local reverend and an area civil rights activist was alerted by the party. And one of the attendees told him, well, all they did was tell us to dress like black people. So,
oh my gosh.
What is that? What would that constitute?
Well, obviously, that's such a stereotype. It constitutes jerseys.
And drinking
out of
watermelons.
They have snapbacks on and drinking out of watermelon cups. Like, how ridiculous is that?
That
oh
makes
my
me
goodness.
So, y'all, I really don't have words for people that are that ignorant.
Ignorant, yeah.
It's just
stupidity. Well, hopefully they get what is coming to them. The president of the university is saying that, you know, it's obviously very offensive and ignorant, and they will be taken care of. So pretty much I think that fraternity will no longer be in existence from this day forward. And
it shouldn't be.
Exactly.
If that's the example you're going to set and you're supposed to be a model of your community, sorry about you. See ya.
But, you know, you never hear about things like that at Tech. And there are surprisingly, there's a bigger share of fraternity and sorority students here at Tech. And, you know, I've never really heard about anything like that here. And thank goodness. So,
yeah.
But anyways, in more news, Kesha, y'all know she's... I don't know.
What
it was popular really
now?
Like in 2008. I don't think she's really that popular anymore. But she was sent to rehab for an eating disorder. And over the weekend, she's not allowed Twitter access. So she asked a friend to ask her fans to send her more teeth because she's making jewelry with human
more
teeth.
Ew!
Isn't that so funny? Why doesn't she just
fantastic.
Go to the local dental office and be like, hey,
can I have all the teeth you've pulled in the last week?
What?
But yeah, it makes her quote unquote quote unquote, feel more grounded.
Ooh.
With human teeth?
With human teeth.
Is that something, like, I feel like this just paired with the rehab for an eating disorder, like, does she have...
Yeah.
I don't, that's, oof, that's freaky.
Kind of weird.
I think it's very strange, as opposed to beads or something that would make more sense to make jewelry out of.
That's like Lady Gaga. That's something Lady Gaga would do.
I feel like she just wants a little attention while she's in rehab. You know, because you always don't hear
about
celebs.
Keep that buzz going.
Unless they're high profile or something, you know what I mean?
But you know what? She will get attention when she gets out if she wants to set the example and, you know, speak out about her disease or... Mm-hmm. And start something, I don't know, be spoken about or regarded for something a little bit better than, hey, can you send me your teeth? I'm going to make a necklace. What?
Yeah. I feel like the majority of people, of celebrities that go into rehab, don't come out with that message thinking, you know what? I can really make this. Mm-hmm. I can really speak out and make this a difference.
How can I spin this?
Except for maybe Demi Lovato. But I almost feel like when they do that, it's for another cause. It's not necessarily.
It's never
to let
straight up
know,
like, hey, I screwed up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's more for press attention, or it's more to
I
get
feel
on the
like
front
in,
page.
In Demi
something.
Lovato's case, though, I felt like she really wanted to prevent someone else from going through what she went through.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt, I mean, she had an eating disorder and she didn't have anybody to talk to. And so that's why she had to go to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't she have other problems as well?
Cocaine
cutting
issues.
Yes. There were some other issues.
Stuff like that.
But her big thing is eating disorders.
Yeah.
That's her platform right now.
Well, Katy Perry was talking to GQ in an interview about her thoughts on John Mayer, aliens, and the new geisha outfit controversy that happened last November when she appeared at the American Music Awards performance, you know, and I don't know why she got a lot of stipulation on that outfit. I didn't really think it was in a racist tone. It's not like she wore white makeup and, you know, stuff like that. I don't
they just
really
wanted
know
a scandal.
Exactly. So, you know, she comes from a very interesting background to be where she is today. Both of her parents are ministers. Is that correct?
That is
and
correct.
And so she... you know, has pretty much said that she has different ideologies on religion, stuff like that. She believes in aliens, supposedly, and just things like that. But I'm not excited about her and John Mayer, honestly.
What?
Yeah, I just don't like it. I don't like the pair. I love him.
Oh, Morgan, you're disappointing my heart right now.
I just can't do it.
I mean, like there's something so odd about the two of them that it works so well for me.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about this, so I'm kind of having to take this in right now.
Yes, John Mayer and Katy Perry started dating this year.
Yeesh.
And that's not even...
I feel like she's the one who's going to... finally has turned this bad boy into a normal person.
I hope not. I just always saw him with somebody blonde with maybe
get out,
like
Morgan,
blue eyes.
Because you're blonde,
and...
get out. Leave. Get out.
That name starts with an M.
Morgan, weird. Weird.
But in other news, Trace Adkins apparently was supposed to do a concert on a cruise ship. It was a country cruise.
And how exciting.
He jumped ship in Jamaica before the concert. And so his fans are literally freaking out, saying that they want their money back. And all the cruise officials did was open a open bar for an hour.
An hour?
What?
Yes. Isn't that
oh my gosh. How about
crazy?
Like open bar the rest of the cruise?
Yeah. Yeah, but they're saying, you know, they paid thousands of dollars to go on this cruise.
Oh my gosh.
And they didn't even...
Was Trace Adkins the headliner?
You know, I mean, I believe.
Oh, wow.
The article that I'm reading on TMZ doesn't say that there was any other artists, but...
That's awful.
Yes, and this woman posted on Facebook, Trace gets shipped off and we get replaced by an hour of free blanky watered down well drinks for 1 hour. What a joke.
That's like Mickey Mouse jumping ship on the Disney cruise. Like, come on, guys. Yeah. What does it say why
I mean,
he
man,
did it?
What a hard life. You just, you know, cruise your days away and then sing one night and probably get paid 10 times as much as it takes people to pay for the tickets to go.
Does it say why he got off the boat?
Well, that's one thing that the, you know, cruise attendees or whatever are so worked up about. They said that they were told that it was a family emergency, but they don't believe that. They said which is, I don't know, this is kind of weird. There was a impersonator on board, and it made him really mad, and so he left the boat for rehab.
An impersonator.
Like an impersonator
of him. Yeah, really weird. It says, Trace got into a nuclear argument with an impersonator on board the ship and left the big boat for rehab. Oh. Which makes no sense to me. So, like, you, what kind of rehab is there in Jamaica? I don't understand.
Anger management?
Anger management rehab, man?
In Jamaica? So, yeah.
You know, just like weird. So weird, but yes, I would be super
ideal.
Mad.
Hey, if I could go to anger management rehab in Jamaica, I might not complain.
Yes.
Just get to hang out on the beaches, you know. Oh, well, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pretend like I need rehab and just jump off and be like, hey, Jamaica, this is my rehab right now.
Well, we will have more on Justin Bieber when we return. Now is Undercover of Darkness by The Strokes.
Texas Tech. That was Undercover of Darkness by The Strokes. So, Justin Bieber, what did he do now?
Well, y'all know that he is, you know, obviously having a hard time right now.
He's...
Can't get the cops off his back. But the cops, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department or whatever, they got another search warrant, and this time for his phone. And so I really do think that
you can get a search warrant to search your phone.
Yes,
they're just out to get him.
He was freaking out, saying, you know, you can't take my phone, all this good stuff. But
they can.
They had a warrant, and they did. Yes. They have not said what they found, what they didn't find, you know, all that good stuff. But I
feel like
y'all should know.
He's going to be in so much hot water.
Yes.
There's something so shady going on. We don't even know.
But my thing is that why, you know, drag this out and all of that, get bad publicity when you could just, I know you have $20,000, like it's nobody's business. I mean, just probably stacked around your house. Why don't you just go take care
of your
business?
That's the only publicity you think you can get.
And say, here, let me take care of all the damages. I'm sorry, you know, I had a few drinks or something. But
I think
no.
He's a spy.
That's an interesting
Canadian
theory.
Spy.
That's the first one I've heard.
No way. Like, he would have...
He's hiding in the spotlight.
That's why. Information.
That's right. Yeah. It's like some undercover. He's just been fooling us this whole time.
Hey, that's the best way to keep your cover is by, you know, exploding and making yourself out to be something
else. Exactly.
Scrawny, crazy kid. Oh, my goodness. All right. Texas Tech students, listen up. We've got some fun stuff going on for you this week and also around Lubbock. So... Thursday night movie is Last Vegas. It's that one with all the old dudes.
Oh, I want to see that.
Apparently it was pretty good. I heard it was great. So
that has Nero in it.
Yeah, that is coming. And Morgan Freeman. Late night movie on Thursday, January 23rd. Movie will start at 10 p.m. Free with TTU student ID.
Big thing. 10 p.m. this Thursday?
This Thursday.
Are you sure it starts at 10 p.m.?
Yeah, starts at late night movie, starts at 10 p.m.
I will be there. Probably not actually because... Because I have to be here at 6:30.
That's true, guys.
The next morning.
All right, and hey, there's a mindful drumming therapy group, which I like because it has the words rest, relaxation, and stress relief.
You said mindful drumming.
Mindful drumming therapy group. Student Counseling Center is offering a therapy group for relaxation and stress reduction through mindfulness and meditative drumming. So hey, if you want to just chill out and you know, if you got the rhythm. Then go
you've got the beat.
And there's also where did that go? Looking forward to Sibling Weekend 2014. Well, come on. It's Sibling Weekend 2014, Superheroes and Sidekicks, February 21st through 22nd, 2014. Come bring your younger brothers and sisters to campus age 8 through 15 fun-filled weekend. I know I was going to bring my 20-year-old brothers, but that doesn't quite work.
I feel like that's very discriminatory. I don't like that.
Exactly. What if I want to make my brothers dress up like Batman and Robin?
Well, my boyfriend, he has brothers and sisters that are like 50, 60 years old. You know,
seriously?
What about them?
Bring them. Dress them up as superheroes.
I'm assuming they're not his younger brothers and sisters.
No. It's younger. Why is it just younger? It should be older, too.
Guys, we need to have more open minds. We need to go to this drumming therapy session and have...
Do you think his 50 and 60-year-old siblings want to dress up like Batman and Robin? To come.
Well,
yes.
To another,
I'm just going
to
say yes.
They need to have another activity or something.
Midlife crisis. All right. So moving from Texas Tech to events around Lubbock here in the next few weeks and even into February. A lot of concerts. January 24th, tribute to the Eagles, CSN, and Fleetwood Mac at the Cactus Theater. $20 if you like that kind
of... For a tribute to the Eagles?
For a tribute to the Eagles.
So pretty much as a cover band.
Yeah, for $20.
All right. If that's not your jam, also next day, January 25th, local artist Kenny Maines in concert, as well as some other concerts. But that's what's coming up for you.
What genre is that
here
country?
Right off the bat. I think he's a country artist.
How did I
but,
know?
But right now, we are going to take another look at... KTXT News and Weather.
Hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination.
Good morning. I'm Kira Powell with your KTXT News update. Morgan, thanks for talking. Airline schedules are all messed up again today after the storm that dumped up to 1.5 feet of snow in some places on the East Coast. FlightAirway.com says more than 1,500 flights have been canceled so far today, with more delays and cancellations expected. A new report claims the smallest cars on the road carry the biggest risk of injury. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says only one of the 11 small cars passed the organization's toughest test. The Chevrolet Spark is the only car that got an acceptable rating in the report out today. Target is ending health coverage for part-time workers. In a blog post, the company said that offering insurance could actually disqualify employees to being eligible for government subsidies available through the new healthcare exchanges. Target says fewer than 10% of its employees participate in the plan that's being discontinued. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
Our Wednesday morning temps on the cold side in the upper 20s. Factor in that breeze feeling like the lower 20s. Jackets for sure, but nothing compared to what we'll see over the next couple of mornings before that really cold air arrives. One nice afternoon ahead of us. Highs today in the lower 50s in Lubbock. Now, if that colder air arrives sooner, likely a little bit colder. Regardless, tonight, cold for everyone. Temps down into the upper teens by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon, not much better. Highs in the lower 20s with a slight chance of snow. I'm Cutter Martin for the Raiders.
All righty, it is 8:31 on Wednesday morning. Thanks for tuning in. So a couple local events happening in Lubbock, obviously. Ruby Tequila's, it is all day happy hour, so woo! Go in there and get your happy on. And
chips and appetizers. I love that place.
Yeah.
yummy. Are those half off or do they have any? Oh, nice.
Wow.
Half off.
I love
chips,
Ruby's.
And appetizers. That's and fantastic. Beverages.
Well, I mean, chips are free, but you know, if you're going to be cheap, sure.
Just go there for a nice beverage.
But I love their quesadillas, and those only come in appetizers, and you can get those for half off.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, Fuzzy's has $1 frozen beverages today, and their happy hour is from 3 to 7, so stop by and.
Maybe get something
cold for this cold day. That sounds great.
I don't know how much that makes sense, but hey.
No, it's freezing. Go to Starbucks.
Yeah. Go to J&B somewhere. I'm not looking forward to it being.
Good job.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Sorry, I have a Starbucks card, so.
Ooh, I have
Starbucks
one of those
obsession.
As well. I haven't used it yet. I always hate, you know, I love holding on to gift cards and not spending them. But
you register your Starbucks gift card.
Oh.
And then you get stars for every time you use that card.
Oh.
And then 12 stars, you get a free one.
They're like star
A free gift
bucks.
Card or a free drink?
A free drink.
Oh, wow, nice.
Any size.
That's fantastic.
What's wrong with you? You have to do
this. I had no idea.
Get on board.
About that.
That is interesting.
No, but seriously, support local.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, so is there any other good deals y'all know of happening?
Not right at the second, I don't.
No.
Sorry.
All right, well, we'll bring you some more on Friday. I'm sure there'll be some then. Trending on Pinterest is this really cute picture.
I just thought
I would let y'all know.
It's Look a raspberry turtle.
It says, if you're ever having a bad day, here's a picture of a little turtle wearing a raspberry. It's this
little tiny
turtle, and it has a raspberry on its back.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I thought it was
I'm not
so
going to say that.
The coffee
crazy.
Hasn't hit Morgan
I'm gonna
yet.
I'm going to say
cutest thing
that is
ever.
Strange.
Other notable things, you know.
That's trending. I mean, really,
what?
Guys? You got
yeah,
nothing
it is.
Better?
That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to let the girls handle the trending on
well,
Pinterest
Well, you might
bit.
Like this one, Kevin.
Okay.
Breakfast potato bites to go.
Ooh.
Okay? All you do is get some grated potatoes, 3 eggs, 1/2 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, and you're good to go in 25 minutes.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
The bacon bowl.
Oh, my gosh. See, that was
is
ingenious.
Is that a Pinterest deal to you?
No, that's
an
infomercial.
Oh, well, I'm sure we can find
even
a bacon
need,
bowl here
it's
on
ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It did make it on Pinterest. Don't ask me how I know it. But you just turn a muffin tin over and just cook bacon on top of it. And
Do
then
you
it makes
really
a bowl.
Need a bowl of bacon, though?
Yes.
Yes. That
See,
DG would say yes, but I would say absolutely not.
Hey,
never.
I need something to make me feel like I'm not eating a garden. So if I'm going to put my salad in
so
something,
you just need to
I'm
clog your arteries
bacon.
Until you, like, keel over.
Yep.
Well, I love, like,
it's
little
America,
things
Kira.
You can hold, like, in the car for breakfast, you know.
Mm. Delish.
No? Okay. Or you can just go buy your $5 you
Starbucks?
Know, Starbucks.
Absolutely.
And get your points anyway.
Yes. Well, other things trending. Find out which haircut suits your face shape. I feel like a lot of people need to look at that.
Okay.
No comment.
I have something that I just thought about. Anyway, don't worry about where I got this story. But yesterday in the sub, they were doing a machine. They had a machine where you could go in and it would change your ethnicity.
What?
Oh, I saw that. That was so weird.
That is cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the whole point is to show you that we're all just people and it doesn't matter, you know.
What color your skin
but
is.
But my gosh. I was watching some of the video of this guy who got in and because it changes your physical features as well to like really make you see what you would look like.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have recognized him.
Oh my gosh. Did you do it?
No, I don't. I feel like the machine's going to freak out. I don't know what to do with this girl. But I would like to do it.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it changes your whole, not just the color of your skin, mm-hmm. but your attributes as well. Your nose,
so you fit
eyes.
In with,
wow.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Really cool idea.
That is really cool.
I don't know. So if you're near the sub today, at any point, jump on in there.
Yes, of course, free.
Free, yeah, of
free.
Course.
Well, if you're, you know, needing a little break or going by the sub, you should stop by and let us know. You can always hit us up at the Raider881 on Facebook and Twitter. Send us a picture.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool.
Of yourself, of yourself as a different race.
Honestly,
that'd be cool.
So.
That'd be awesome.
What was that?
Oh, we got some good little music. All right. Boom, boom, boom. Well, 8:36, it is still cold outside, just letting everyone know that's coming to their 9 o'clock class, so you better hurry. You only got about 14 minutes left.
And right now we have Trash by Dear Tick. Looking for the past, I wanted too much more now. Look where I'm at, look where I'm at. When the sun will shine and I can see the grass, bid you sayonara and pack up my tracks. I look around the box, check every show, just to reconfirm that it's my time to go. It's my time to go. Where's all the romance that I used to know? I wanna fall in love again with the open road, with the open road.
Crash by Deer Tick. Good song.
That was a great
song. Kara was jamming.
I just loved it.
She loved the horns, quote unquote.
I did. Well, and
it was a good song.
It was like a good mixture of some of my favorites. I felt like it could have been this Michael Bublé, John Mayer weird infusion, and I liked it.
Well, good.
Good job, Marissa. Good job.
Well, if we have time today, later we'll talk about how music shapes people and, you know, what that says about you and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So. If Dr. Wilkinson is listening, this topic was inspired by him. So if you wander down the hall, find yourself near the radio, you can come on in.
Well, I'm really interested to find out what that study you were talking about earlier about shows couples with children are happier, not happier.
Yes. Okay. This was published in the Huffington Post. A research out of the United Kingdom's Open University. I don't even know where that is. but it says the happiest couples are those without children. According to this study, it was called Enduring Love, found that childless, married, and unmarried couples reported being more satisfied in life and feeling more valued by their partners than they did, than people with pairs of kids did.
With children. That's interesting.
But it did say mothers reported being happier with life than any other group of, like, individually studied people. And childless women reported being the least happy, separate from their couple. I don't know. And it said because the people without kids had more time to focus on the intimacy in their relationship and just time together, as opposed to the couples with children and other obligations, I would assume. You know, life happens and you get busy. And
they need to create like this almighty formula that just says, here you go. This is the perfect amount of years between this to do this.
This is when you should
have
a baby.
You will be the happiest.
But I don't know that I don't know that you could because everybody's different,
true.
You know?
True, but... I don't know. It'd make things a lot easier.
Do you guys want kids at some point?
I definitely do. I mean, like, that's kind of... I'm one of those weird guys that, like, really the end... My end aspiration is seriously to be a father. Like, I really do want to. I love kids. Well, right now, I like them when I can give them back.
You realize that's not a father, Kevin.
No, I know. I said right now, like college age, Kevin. But I really, really do. What's funny is I think definitely if you have kids and then once they finally all go off to college, that's when you get really happy. Because my parents have turned back into teenagers since my brothers just went off to college this year. Like, they've been going to rock concerts and taking, like, impromptu, like, trips and these other different things.
So they're happier without kids.
Now that they've had 18, 20, 20, 21 years of a child in the house, now they're happy.
Yeah, mine only have a couple more months to go, but I'm sure they're excited as well. But I want kids eventually, maybe just one or two.
Kira's giving us the face.
I don't know. I go back and forth. Right. It depends on the day, really, for
you
me.
You will.
I'm going to be honest. Because some days it just seems really overwhelming when I look at these moms who have to stay at home with three kids under the age of five. Like,
Manny,
that freaks me out. I don't want to do that. And I just feel like I would go insane. I don't know how they do it. I admire you because... I can't do baby talk all day long. That's not working for me.
I'm just my goal is to get a really good job, really good paycheck, so I can hire a top-notch nanny. I feel like a lot of it is, you know, especially when they're really young, you get resentful. You're like, you know, it almost seems like a lot of new moms and stuff get really mad or angry that they can't, you know, do what they need for their child, or it's crying, or they're sick, or something like that. And I just feel like that would take away so much of it. Just have someone get up at 3 a.m. to feed them. Not you. You stay in your room and you sleep.
I don't know that it works that way, though. Really?
I'm gonna make it work.
You're gonna make it work that way. You're gonna get your nanny to sleep like in a nook in the corner.
I'll make it a nice nook.
Done. Let us know what you think. Tweet us at the Raider 88.1. Also, tweet us those pictures we were talking about because I really do want to see
that would be interesting.
People changing. But I don't know. I can see both sides. I think my parents would not have known what to do without our beautiful faces. You know, their children. But I can also see where it would have been a lot of fun just to be able to get up and go and have the life you wanted without some little life form depending on you.
Here's the thing I kind of think is I really want to kind of like, after I get married, I want to live life a little bit, you know, with that person. Like, you know, go backpacking. I don't know, I'm being really cheesy and cliche, but, like, backpacking in Europe or, you know, stuff like that, or, like, have, a log cabin somewhere. Like, do life with that person.
No log cabins.
No log cabin.
No backpack.
But do life with that person. Then when you're ready, when you are secure, when you think that you are ready to take on that challenge, then have kids. That's my thought on it.
Yeah, I think everybody probably goes with that. But then
life happens.
But
yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, so I guess that song that we just listened to, "Trash Deer Tick," really inspired Kiera, and now she wants to talk about how that song touched her heart and what music.
Well, I'm in this class, history, or not history. Well, that was a lie. No history is involved in this class, except there is a lot of reading of history involved. Rock and roll media, right?
Oh, okay. That's this semester.
Yeah, it is. And he is talking about the impact that music has and why we like the music that we like, and or rather not like the music that you don't like. And he said the other day in class, I thought this was kind of interesting, and I don't know how much I agree with it, but that music also forms the groups of people that you interact with, and you end up socially hanging out with, the kind of groups that you end up in. Do you agree, disagree?
I don't know about that one. I mean, I really like music. Music is, you know, music is part of, it's a huge part of my life because I lead worship for an on-campus ministry and stuff like that. But I don't think it's really ever, like, the friends I hang out with, like, you know, you trade music back and forth and you talk about it, but that's always...
Do you hang out with the people that you do worship with more so than any other
That's the thing. It's interesting. But I don't think the music has ever really formed my ideas of who I hang out with. It's always like you hang out with the person and then you figure out what music
they
like.
Well, Marissa made an interesting... I guess when you were in high school, if you were... like the emo group or, you know, the like the punk rockers, you know.
Maybe
what I mean?
At that point,
I listened to Avril Lavigne for two weeks straight and I dressed like a skater. 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't even listen to that for 2 hours.
I loved
We're
it.
Gonna be
you
wrong.
Go, girl.
Oh my gosh.
She's just a skater girl.
Yeah, that was my song.
No. I don't understand. No, I was not an Avril Lavigne fan.
So what fan were you? What that weird question?
You know
whatever.
What? I was, and this is where I will,
Britney
I can
Spears.
Kind of see, no. I can kind of see where he was coming from because I just kind of wanted to fit in. So whatever group I was with, whatever they liked, I really tried to like.
Mm.
But now it's not that way. I don't care anymore. I love John Mayer. He is probably my favorite artist.
Me too, girl.
And I love Michael Bublé, which they don't really go together. I wouldn't say.
But they could.
But they could.
That
they
would
could.
Be kind of a cool
you
combination.
You never know.
Like
I wouldn't
Deer
be
Tick.
Sad. And I really like Katy Perry, but I don't necessarily, I don't love all of her songs, but I love her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's kind of the timbre and the, you know, I like that raspy,
that pop.
Something different.
Yeah.
You brought up an interesting point about high school, and I think that's interesting because a lot of the, I am very cynical. I'm cynical about a lot of things, guys. I'm sorry.
Clearly.
But like, I'm cynical about kind of this like modern music today, and I feel like a lot of it is people listen to what's quote unquote popular because that's what everyone else listening to, and it becomes popular because
playing.
Everyone else, it's just kind of like this vicious circle. And because they want to, I mean, I've talked to friends, I'm like, why do you listen to this stuff? They're like, well, everyone else is listening to it, so you got to have stuff to talk about. Or when I go home, talk to my brother's friends who just graduated out of high school, like, that's why you listen
this
to that.
This is all
sort
you
of
have
music.
To talk about,
you know. But
that's
I almost and on that same note, though, you know, something like Blurred Lines, if you sit down and read the lyrics,
I
no one in
song.
Their right mind would like that song.
No,
it has a catchy tune, so I think a lot of nowadays they have that tuned down. They know what people like. They know, and that's why songs to me in that context, you know, this pop, whatever's popular on the radio, it all has the same sound,
and
just
that's
different
why
lyrics.
That's why songs now have like 4, 5, 6 writers, and it's never like the actual artist. I mean, like, I saw this meme on Facebook, which was like one of Justin Bieber's songs had like 6 writers, and a Rihanna song had 4 writers, and then
well,
it just
then
went down.
I guess I'm curious how you explain Taylor Swift. Because I wouldn't necessarily call all of her songs these really awesome.
But they all sound the same.
It.
They all do. She has the same deal. You know, her. She's admitted. I mean, she talks about her ex-lovers, and that's all, really. And
that's
being 22
kinda,
and just girly. Like, it all has the same context.
You know what I think is funny about her? Is I feel like she, well, we were talking about comparing her to Miley Cyrus the other night.
Oh, Lordy. Oh,
and gosh. I feel like Miley Cyrus, oddly enough, will have a longer career than Taylor Swift because she's constantly trying to change. Whereas I feel like Taylor Swift is who she was at 16. Mm-hmm. You can't be 16 at 30.
Exactly.
That's not cool.
I feel like
I think people are, sorry, Kevin.
No, you're
people
good.
Are getting tired of her deal.
Taylor Swift.
We know it. We see it every year.
Oh my gosh, I won this award. I never saw this coming. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Stop lying.
Don't lie.
Quit. But I think you either have to find that perfect mix, like lyrically, where you're like, oh my gosh, this speaks straight to me, like Taylor Swift, or musically, where you're like, oh my gosh, this is so catchy.
Which one would y'all rather have?
We will talk about that.
Just music or no lyrics?
Hashtag T-Swift. Hashtag Miley.
We'll talk about that more in a second. But right now we have In Stereo by Nathan Roberts and the Newbirds. Back into Good Morning Texas Tech. That was In Stereo with Nathan Roberts and the Newbirds. And DG just came in with a very interesting idea
cabin
about the whole kids thing.
About being
that,
pregnant.
Well, what he said is like, yes, you can go to the cabin in the woods and you can like, you know, live life with your significant other. But when she says the words, I'm expecting, that's when it gets real. That's when it's just
because you can't take them back.
Oh, no. It's not like you can go back to Target and return them.
Excuse
or
me, I bought the wrong size.
Yeah.
I did not like this.
Oh, good grief.
Funny,
what were we talking about right before?
Before we left off, we were talking about how music is such a big part of everyone's life. You know, at least for mine it is, but such a huge part of people's lives.
And you asked, what do you prefer, lyrical?
Oh, yeah.
Or,
you know, if you had to go, I guess we'll play one of these games. So if you had to go with only lyrics or just music, which one would you pick?
I like the music. I like the music part. I listen to the music for the beat, for the way the song is structured. I never listen to the lyrics. So there's a very few songs that I actually listen to the lyrics on.
Kira.
Oh, I love lyrics, but I feel like without the music, I can make up my
acoustic,
own lyrics.
I mean,
I could make up my own lyrics,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's true, girl.
So, you know,
I don't know.
So, you know.
What about you, Morgan?
Oh, I don't know. Probably music as well. I don't know, but I do love lyrics. I feel like we love
girls
lyrics.
Love the lyrics.
I love John Mayer lyrics.
Yes, I do agree with that.
Oh my God.
I don't know. But speaking of music and this awesome place, KTXT, this is what we do, music and lots of other exciting things.
Seriously.
We want you guys to get involved.
Absolutely.
And if you're interested in getting involved, we have a meeting that you can attend this Thursday, 7 o'clock, right here in the Media and Communications Building on the third floor. In the student lounge. And if you don't know where that is, wander around until you see us.
It's a circular building. It's ridiculous.
I don't really know how to explain it because there are multiple stairwells. So if I say, get off the stairwell and turn left.
Southwest entrance, go up, down.
Just walk around, you'll see it.
10 steps to the right. No, but seriously, come out, get involved. It's great for your resume. It's great for your time. You would be amazed how much I've learned just being here. Not even just radio stuff, but... You know,
yeah, Morgan knew nothing before she came and worked for the radio. No, but seriously,
you'll love it. You can do tons of different things. I think you can train how to do DJing stuff. Mm-hmm. You can do, you know, make up your own show just like we're doing. You can do log, schedule music, literally anything that you want to do.
You can do it. And if you like talking like I do, I mean, seriously, guys, like in the first semester, within a week, I had already cut like 3 promos. You know, within a month, I was doing like morning show stuff and doing play-by-play. We do play-by-play for sports, softball and women's soccer, all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun. So if you want to get involved, and like you will get involved, and that's the coolest thing about this student radio station, is whatever you want to do, you can do it. It's not like, well, you know, we'll get you involved sometime.
Yeah.
Like Derek Ginter, our station manager, he's the bomb. He's really cool. I'm not
here,
sucking
we dream
up. He's
no
awesome.
Little dreams.
We dream no little dream. But no, seriously, I didn't even realize if you like to edit and stuff like that, come edit audio. Come do promotions and liners. Kira, she heads news, but I'm sure she would always, you know, love some help. And if you want to, you know, be Scott Pelley or something one day, come practice here. No one's
judging.
If
you don't want to be Scott Pelley someday,
no one cares how great you
are. Still come.
So, but seriously, if you need more information on that, you're more than welcome to... hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, or you can always email us.
The Raider88.1 Facebook hash, what is not, hashtag,
Facebook
backslash
hashtag.
The Raider88.1 as well. It's just a great opportunity to make friends who like some of the things that you like, to get involved with something that could open doors in many other areas. Mm-hmm. It's just an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, and you don't need an invitation. You can bring your friends, whatever. So again, just tomorrow night, 7 p.m., third floor lounge of the Media and Communications Building. We hope to see
favorite
y'all
thing
there.
Tell them your favorite thing about working here.
My favorite thing is really, well, I have a paid position here, which could be possible for y'all.
You probably will not if you come.
Yes,
sorry.
I mean, you know.
Sorry about you. We don't have enough money for that. Yeah, dream no
I will be leaving in May, so my position
will be open. So you can take Morgan's job.
No, but seriously, I love that, you know, I can just come in here and do things at my own pace. You know, I'm not as tech savvy as Marissa, who does the boards.
Shout out to Marissa, pushing the buttons. What?
You know. Even Kira, she makes promotions and liners and stuff like that. And I really just like, you know, the friends that we've made and all that good stuff. So
fabulous.
So fab.
Well, that wraps up another episode of Good Morning Texas Tech.
Good
I couldn't
morning.
Even think of what we were called for a second. Hope to see you back, or not really see you, but talk to you again Friday, 8 o'clock. We'll be here until 9 every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You guys have a great week.
Have a good day.